This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.
Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday the 3rd of November 2010. And this is your all new People Building Podcast. Let me explain why. So, the way in which I'm working with People Building is changing, and it's changing as of now. And this affects you as a podcast listener, because this show is also changing. Now, if you've already read the newsletter from today, you might already know about this, in all honesty. But basically, I'm going to cut back the amount of time and energy I'm putting into this podcast and the newsletter and all of the other free stuff, because I need to start rewarding the people who are spending their money with me. That's the long and short of it. And so if you're part of the People Building Members Club already, then this is good news for you. Not so good news for everybody else who's been enjoying free stuff from me for the last 3 years. So this is what's changing. The People Building newsletter has shrunk. If you get the newsletter, you will have already noticed that there's significantly less content included in there today. So it's really just to save me some time and energy so that I can have a bit more of a life, which is something I'd promised I would do for myself once I had left my full-time nanny job and haven't quite gotten around to doing it yet. So that's part of the reason why this is happening. Also, this podcast is going to shrink significantly. So the new format for the show is going to be content, relaxation session. And that's it. Everything else that went in between has gone. It's gone already. And the video podcast, so for those of you who have signed up to the video podcast, that's gone. It's finished. It is no more. So you'll see the last one on Wednesday, which is just me signing off and saying goodbye. And that's it. It's all over. It's done. Now, for those of you who are members of the People Building Members Club, this is good news for you. Let me tell you why. So, as part of your membership package, you are now also going to be receiving a monthly video podcast. Yay! So the video podcast does live on. It lives on with those who are willing to pay for it. Also, you used to receive a mini podcast as part of the People Building membership. You don't anymore. You now receive a full length podcast on CD every month if you are a member of the People Building Members Club. This show, as I said, is going to be shorter. So basically, it's switching over. Where the members used to have a mini podcast and the free one was the big one, now the free one is the short one and the members get the big one. Also within that People Building membership is the webinars, which are going to be changing slightly because I'm going to be inviting some speakers from the world of NLP, hypnotherapy and self-development to come along to the webinars and share some great content with us. So I really look forward to having you on board those webinars because these are going to be awesome from now on. Plus, you get everything else that you used to get in the Members Club too. So the hypnosis script and then the script dissected to tell you about all of the hypnotic language patterns that are in there. The NLP Uncovered, so a section of NLP and why it works and how we use it. The free hypnosis session on disc, so the hypnosis download will still be there as well. Plus, you now get your even better webinar, you now get a video podcast, and you now get an even longer audio podcast on disc. So great news for those who have joined the Members Club. If you have not joined the Members Club and you're going to miss this podcast being in the structure that it used to be in, and you're going to miss the video podcast because you were perhaps signed up to that, or you just used to watch it on YouTube or iTunes and you're not going to get it anymore, then what you can do is sign up to the People Building Members Club and you'll get all that stuff once again. So to sign up, you've heard the ad already at the beginning of the show. I'll play it again a little later so that you can be really clear about what you get for your money. But basically, you go to www.specialofferfromgemma.com. When you sign up, you also get 6 free CDs, all based around hypnosis and NLP. And you also get 30 days free trial of the Members Club. So if in 30 days time you didn't enjoy it, you just have to cancel it and you get charged nothing. So go check it out if you haven't done so already. But for now, we need to crack on with our content in our new format for the show. And here it comes. So our topic for today is all about increasing your capacity for love. And this came in because Max got in touch and said, I want to increase my capacity for love and increase the amount of love I give out. For example, being less selfish. So here are some suggestions about how you can do that. So these are just general changes in attitude that you can start to experience already. Then we'll take a quick break and then we'll really sort of summarize it with some nice NLP type suggestions as well. So suggestion number one, firstly, only say it if you mean it. So if you're going to tell someone that you love them, only say it if you actually mean it in the first place. The thing is if you don't mean it, the chances are that at some level, they will know. They will pick up on that. So I was watching a show the other day called QI. Those of you who are in the UK might have seen it, with a guy called Stephen Fry. And it's a great show because it's just filled up with geek information, which I love. And one of the things they were saying on there is that people have, like, there's a difference between a person's fake smile and a genuine smile. And you can't do a genuine smile on purpose, because there's a change in the way that your eyes move when you do a genuine smile that you can't make happen on purpose. So it's a completely unconscious movement that you can't control on purpose. And if you do a fake smile, then that movement in the eyes doesn't occur. So I think it's probably the same if you're telling someone that you love them, but you don't mean it. There's a way in which they would know. Secondly, learn to empathize. put yourself in somebody else's shoes so that you can have a greater understanding of how they are thinking and feeling. So if you love someone but you're feeling frustrated with them, this is a really useful technique to be able to do. Now, we do this in NLP already with something called the perceptual positions technique, which is literally where the therapist has their client associate into the thoughts and feelings of somebody that they have a conflict with. And they usually get them to do this by setting up the room with some kind of elaborate seating arrangement. And for each seat that they sit in, they take in the behavior and characteristics of the person that they're not getting on too well with. And this gives them the opportunity to say the things that the other person would be saying, or to tell us what they would be thinking and how they would be feeling. And it can be really useful and powerful for that client to understand how someone else is feeling about a situation. And it's very simple to do. All you have to say to them is, when your bottom touches that seat, you're going to position your posture in the way that this other person does. You're going to speak with the tonality that they speak. You're going to use any gestures or phrases that they might use. And you're going to say the sorts of things that they would say. And by having them physically take on the characteristics of someone else, it's very easy for them to associate into the way that that person thinks and feels, and to get that across as you ask them their questions. So useful technique there for if you want to build up some empathy and understand how someone else is feeling, if perhaps they're frustrating you in some way and you're finding it difficult to get in touch with your feelings of love for them. Number three, love them as they are. Now, this information comes from WikiHow, and it says, if you have no intention of improving that person's life or allowing that person to be themselves and accepting them as they are and not who you want them to be, then you are not striving to love them unconditionally. So true. You have to love a person for who they are and not how you want them to be. You know, you accept them faults and all. Expect nothing in return. So if you can give love almost as a random act of kindness, for no other reason than you can, then you'll find it's much easier to give out love and also to receive love back. If you expect nothing in return for it, it makes it much more rewarding when actually you do end up getting love in return anyway. Realize how easily love can be lost, and you'll treasure it more that way. Now, there's definitely something to be said for you know, feeling that love is strong and that love is secure and that love is stable. But actually, it's important to recognize that love's very fragile as well. You know, it's simple for love to disappear just from the wrong words being said, or the words being said in the wrong way or in the wrong order. Is it true that people have broken relationships just as a result of saying the wrong word once upon a time? So love is very, very fragile and very precious. And if you realize how precious it is, then you'll probably invest a little bit more time and energy into taking care of it when you have it. And realize that to get more love, you must give more love. This is how it works. If you're feeling in need of love, it's no good to just sit back wishing for it and whining and pining for it. You actually need to send more out yourself. When you send more out, you're automatically going to start receiving some back already. Because love is like a it's like a cycle. It's like a love cycle. So it's coming out of you, it goes into somebody else, and then it comes back to you again. So it's always regenerating. But if you're holding all your love inside and complaining that you're not getting any, it's because you're not sending any out in the first place. So if you want to get more, you have to give more. And once you start giving out more, people will find you more attractive, not necessarily in a physical sense, but you know, they'll be more attracted to you, and therefore they'll want to be around you and give you more love. Now, let's take a quick ad break. When we come back, we're going to conclude our content for today with some useful NLP type techniques.
Peoplebuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses throughout Southeast England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Okay, so if we're thinking about giving and receiving a little more love, then we've got some good ideas about how we can start to slightly adjust our thinking and attitude about it to get some better results there. But also consider this. If you positively visualized what it would look like if you were being as you wanted to be. So if you were being the loving partner, if you were giving out the kind of love that you wanted to give, if you were receiving back the quality of love that you wanted, what would it look like? Because you know, if you can visualize it, then you are already practicing it. You're already rehearsing it. So see yourself behaving in the way that you want to behave, and you'll already start to build up the resources in your own mind that allow you to have access to it when you start doing that in real life. Also, find out how the people around you actually like to experience their love, because some people prefer to see it. Some people prefer to hear about it, and other people just need to feel it. Now, what that means is in NLP, we know that there are different sensory preferences that people have. So there's a particular sensory system that they tend to use most, that they seem to spend most of their time and energy in. For example, they like to learn more by seeing how to do something, or about hearing how to do it, or perhaps by actually going off and doing it, which is getting in touch with the feelings they would have when they do it. So I'm a very visual person, and if I want to be acknowledged, if I want to learn something new, if I want someone to show me that they love me, then, as I just said, they have to show me. I have to be able to see something. Okay, I'm literally looking with my eyes all the time. It's the main sensory system that I use. But the people around you might not want to see it, they just might need to hear about it. And perhaps you have a partner who says things like, well, you just don't tell me that you love me enough. And so they need to hear it. But if you're a very visual person, perhaps you're just doing things to show them. They don't seem to see it. They don't seem to see it because they're waiting to hear it instead. And sometimes there's a mismatch in our sensory systems. Some people need to see it, some people need to hear about it, and some people need to feel it by doing stuff together. So consider what your preference might be, and then consider the preference of the person that you're dealing with, and see how you can begin to show that love towards them in the way that they want to receive it, not in the way that you enjoy giving it. Okay? That's going to make a huge difference to your relationships if you can just implement that one small change. And in doing so, you'll be perceived as being less selfish because you'll be giving them the love that they require in the way that they most like to receive it. So, Max, I hope that answers your question for you. And for anyone else who's got ideas about topics that they would like to hear on the show, then you can still get in touch to let me know. And I still definitely want you to get in touch so that we don't ever run out of content. So to do so, you'd have to email gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Just let me know what you think of the new show, the new format for the show, with all the bits that are now missing and the jingles that have disappeared. And also what stuff you'd like to be hearing in the show in the future. And we'll get that covered. That's the content done. It feels like I really feel like I'm cutting this short, but this is the way it's going to be from now on. So we're going to have another quick break, and when we come back, then we are going to do our relaxation session.
If you enjoy the People Building podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building Podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
Okay, so we're now moving into that section of the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to comfortably relax. I'm beginning now to take in some long, slow, and deep breaths. With each outward breath, relaxing you deeper and deeper. And as you're relaxing, I want you to become aware of how and where in your body you feel the sensation of love. Notice how and where it starts. How it moves. And how it grows. And I want you to imagine now that love is centered within your body in the solar plexus area of your body. Just above your navel and under your ribcage, you're going to feel and generate love from this area of your body right now. And I want you to imagine a sphere held within that region of your body, which is spinning and turning. But currently, all of the emotion of love is contained within. And I want you to imagine that sphere of love, and whatever colour it's most important for it to be, is beginning to glow. And as it glows and turns, that love radiates from your body into the outside world. And you can feel yourself sending love out of your body into the world. And as you do so, you can feel that love in every part of your body. You can actually feel the sensations of that love in the top of your head, in the tips of your fingers, and the tips of your toes. And as you do this, it's as if a gateway is opened, with love streaming out from you. With a greater potential for love to come pouring back in again. Love is traveling towards you now. And you can see it and hear it and feel it everywhere around you. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1, and when I reach 1, it will time for you to be fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1 with eyes open now and wide awake, and we're done. So thank you very much for tuning in to the all new People Building Podcast, the streamlined edition of the People Building Podcast, in our next show, which will be on Wednesday the... Let me tell you the date. 17th of November, we will be looking at forgiveness. So I very much look forward to receiving your suggestions from the show via gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk in the meantime. But have a great couple of weeks and I'll speak to you then. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.